but for whatever reason, it didn't keep going.
Oh, I hit the stop button. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's probably
like I normally do.
Sorry. He didn't hear the plan.
Yeah, but it's all right. Praise God. Well, what was supposed to have happened, and we'll walk out of here with, was an old song by, that's being flaky, an old song by Michael W. Smith that came out in the 80s, like 83. I think I was 13 when that came out. But it came to me in the middle of the night. Linda woke me up to take care of her, and this song was just in my head. And up till that point, I had such a difficulty coming up with a message for today. I just had no idea. Like, okay, I know it's the new year, but I just don't know what to do. And I'm here this Saturday morning, I'm going to figure out something. But the refrain on that song is, be strong and courageous. And I thought, okay, Lord, I can't get this out of my head now. Is that the message? You know how I hate doing the same thing everybody else has done. Everybody's done that. But it's part of God's Word. So you hope everybody's done that. Because everybody should be preaching all of God's Word, right?
Amen.
So pray, okay, well, all right. We'll talk about it then. Because actually, what I think, there was something deeper that was going on. Now that Priscilla's completely undermined what I'm going to say today. I'm giving you a hard time. But I do feel like the Lord has a specific message to us that comes from this verse that I'm going to read to you at the end. But it is not only the Lord's message, but it's the Lord's command. Be strong and courageous. It's kind of funny, kind of an additional funny story here. I shared that with Linda when we got up the next morning. And we had a talk about the scripture that it comes from and the different ways that it applied. Now, I'm going to do something now that I highly do not recommend that spouses do to one another. But Linda offered herself up as a living sacrifice and told me that I should do it. So we had this discussion and talked about all the references, and then it was time to get cleaned up, and I help her out with that. So we were doing that, and all of a sudden somebody rings the doorbell, and I'm like, what is somebody doing ringing the doorbell this time at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning? Well, not only did they ring the doorbell once, they rang it twice. I'm like, you know, they can go away. It's not that important. But third time, she's like, you got to go out there. You got to go out there and find out what's going on. Our house is on fire. Our house is on fire. Something bad has happened. I was like, look, if our house was on fire, we'd be smelling the smoke by now. But she was convinced that something bad was the reason why they were knocking on the door, not give it up. So we got to a point that I could get out. We had an abbreviated cleanup time, and I went out there and looked. There's cars parked in front of the house, but there's nobody around, no note, no nothing. Just a solicitor that wouldn't take no for an answer. But it's kind of funny because we've been talking about being strong and courageous, and now all of a sudden we're afraid of chance. She said, that's too funny. You got to tell that story. It fits too well. But anyway, what do we do? We define the word strong. Usually when you say somebody's strong, you might be talking about their physicality. They might be physically strong. Sometimes we're talking about an emotional quality. I know there's a lot of strong people in here because we've been through a lot. And you have to learn to hold up under it.
Yeah.
Or we talk about somebody who's being courageous. And we think of that as somebody who has no fear. But a better way to say that might be that they overcome the fear. Sometimes, though, we may not be. We may not be physically strong, either because we don't work on it or because we're not able. Disability or sickness or injury has come along and we're just not strong like that. Or emotionally, we've allowed fear to disable us. And fear will disable you more completely than any disability will. Or maybe we weren't given the support that we should have had growing up that would have helped us to build and become strong and become stable emotionally. And so we struggle. But this too is something that we can work on. Just like you can work on your physical strength, you can work on your emotional strength. And you can build that up. But we hear God's command, or we hear this command, be strong and courageous. Now, it was given for a purpose. We're going to look at a little bit here at the situation that was in play when he said this. It was given for a purpose. But here's the thing. We all have a purpose. God has given us all a mission. And it is applicable to all of us. When we take that mission that we know has been given to us by God, and we know that He is with us, amen, then we too should be strong and courageous.
Amen.
Because it's not about us anyway. It's not what we got. He's the one who supplies what we lack.
Amen.
Our focus scripture is probably one that that many of you already know. I'm going to read it from the Lexham English Bible just because it uses God's name, and I like that. But it says, "Did I not command you, be strong and courageous? Do not fear or be dismayed, for Yahweh, your God, is with you wherever you go."
Amen.
Now, the context here. The Israelites have been wandering in the desert for 40 years. Now, why have they been wandering in the desert for 40 years? Because, you remember the story, a few chapters back, when they got close to the land, Moses sent out spies. He sent out 12 spies. And 10 of them, two of them came back with the same, yeah, it's tough over there, but God's with us. We can do it. Come on, let's go. It was Joshua and Caleb. But the other 10 was like, oh, no. Those people are huge. We look like grasshoppers down to them. I tell you, we can't do it. We can't do it. And God was very angry. They might have been strong, I don't know, but they sure weren't courageous. And so God caused them to wander around in the desert for 40 years until all of those people who believed that bad report had died. And now it's time for them to go back. It's time for them to go and take the land that God had given. And Moses has delivered his final address to the people. And he's commissioned Joshua to lead Israel into the promised land. And this command, what have we learned over the years about repeat things that get repeated, right? They're important. When something gets repeated, it's important. Well, there's no fewer than 6 times do you see this same phrase from Deuteronomy chapter 31 all the way to Joshua 1:8 or 1:9, rather. He Moses is not going, starts all the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 31, and we won't go back and read it, but basically Moses is delivering his final address, and he's not going to cross over. He's not going to get to see the promised land because of that incident with the walking with the rock, where he didn't do things the way God told him to do it. Got angry and did his own thing. But he says to them that Yahweh will be the one who will lead them across, who will lead them into the promised land, and Joshua will be at their head. And it will be just as he had already done. They'd already defeated two nations on their side, of the side of the Jordan where they were. He said, it's going to be the same way when you go over there. And Joshua's going to lead you. And then you see it again. Moses then says the same words to Joshua in 31:23. Be strong and courageous. And then God says himself to Joshua three times in Joshua 1, chapter 1 there, verses 1 through 9. It's not up there, but you can go look in your Bible. Three times he says, be strong and courageous. I've put you in Moses' place. I've given you the same promises that I gave to Moses. I'm paraphrasing greatly here. But he says, I will not fail. God says, I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. And Joshua will be responsible for giving the people the land which God promised. But he says something else in the midst of this passage. He says, only, you better keep the law that I gave you. And that is how you're going to prosper, if you keep the law that I gave you.
Thank you.
And then you see it again a few verses later as the people respond to Joshua and said, we'll follow you. We'll do what you say. We'll do what you say. Only be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. And this theme keeps on continuing. The people, Joshua, after the people have entered the land, they've defeated five of the kings that have come against them. Mm-hmm. And Joshua says again in 10:25, do not fear, nor be dismayed. Be strong and courageous, for thus the Lord will do to all your enemies whom you fight. David, King David, as he is commissioning Solomon to build the temple, uses the same wording in 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord commanded Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
Amen.
Hezekiah says the same thing as the Assyrians are invading. He's a king of the southern kingdom a few years down the road. We see this theme again. As the Assyrian king is threatening Jerusalem, Hezekiah says basically the same thing. Be strong and courageous. The Lord is with us. And that's just the places where the exact wording appears. But how do we do this? We don't feel it. We don't look it sometimes. How do we do this? Well, we've got one clue already, and that clue is obedience. In the case of God speaking to the people there that he's given the law to, it's about keeping the law, because that was the outgrowth of the covenant that he had with Moses there. And that was the means by which he was protecting them and showing them the way that we need to live before God, and also showing us, by the way, that we need Jesus, because we can't do it.
Amen.
But But the key in all of that is not keeping the law. Jesus has fulfilled the law.
Amen.
But the key is obedience.
Yes, sir.
Because we still, He is still our Lord. He is still our God. And we still are expected to keep His word.
Amen.
And if we're going to keep His word, we've got to know His word.
Amen.
And so we need to study it. We need to read it. We need to understand it as best we can. And we further get to know Him. That means we're spending time with Him. We're spending time in prayer. We're spending time understanding His heart so that we know what it is that He wants. But then the next step is understanding the source of that strength and courage.
Amen.
You remember the story of Samson?
Yes.
Now, I'm sure the depictions, I don't know because I don't see them, but I imagine that the depictions of Samson as some big old He-Man type with, you know, arms the size of tree trunks. But we actually don't really know what he looks like, what he looked like. And I have this funny feeling that he might have been a little old scrawny guy. Why? Because his strength did not come from him.
Right.
His strength came from the supernatural infusion of strength from the Lord.
Amen.
He was granted that strength by the Lord Yahweh. And the problem that he got into is he began to take that strength for granted.
Yes, he did.
He, in fact, broke faith in just very briefly the story. And the reason why I say he began to take it for granted, even though if you look at the end of 15, you might remember the story. The Philistines attacked him, and he killed 1,000 men, I think it was, with the jawbone of a donkey. And then he sings this little song about it. And it's all about him. I did this. Mm-hmm. Now, in a couple more verses, as he thinks he's going to die of thirst, he acknowledges that the Lord's the one that did that. But there seems to be here a little bit of confusion. And then, of course, the story with Delilah. Okay, now she's already tried how many times? I didn't count. But she's already tried several times. Doing what he, you know, she begs him to tell her, he tells her a lie, she goes ahead and does it, and then of course he breaks out and defeats the ones that are attacking. It's not like he doesn't know, but yet he gives away his secret.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
And he breaks faith with the Lord and the covenant that he lived under his entire life, and as a result he's captured. And he is redeemed in his final act because he repents and calls upon the Lord once more to avenge his enemies. And the Lord gives him that strength that one last time. But the strength always came from the Lord.
Amen.
Last week, Linda shared with us the message from Pastor David about Peter and how Peter walked on the water. I know I've shared this before, but we tend to forget because we focus on the second part where he loses confidence and he begins to sink and he has to call out. But we miss the part where he got out of the boat.
Yes.
And we're not talking a nice placid lake here with your, you know, the sun is shining and the sky is blue. No, we're talking a raging storm that they're... You know, they're barely able to keep their boat upright. They're probably bailing water as fast as they can. But Jesus shows up, and Peter has so much faith in who Jesus is. He said, if it's really you, call me, and I'll come. And Jesus calls him, and he comes. And he walks on that crazy water until he takes his eyes off of Jesus. Jesus was the source of his strength. Jesus was the source of his courage.
Amen.
And lost sight of Jesus, he sank. This fear, I think, was a lifelong struggle for Peter, because it shows up again at the trial when he denies Jesus. And I think it shows up again when Paul writes about having a conflict with Peter over not eating with the Gentiles anymore once a Jew showed up. He's afraid of the censure from his countrymen. Philippians 4:13, we all know it. We probably all quote it, right? I can do all things. How? Through him who strengthens me. Where does our courage come from? 2 Timothy 1:7. We know this one too, right? For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and of sound mind. Or discipline, actually, is what this version says.
Amen.
We have a mission. And the context that we've been talking about here is the mission that God gave Joshua to conquer the land that had been promised to Israel. And he says, be strong and courageous because I am with you wherever you go. But we too have a mission. It is epitomized in what Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20 is what I wrote down here. But it says, Jesus came to them and said, all authority has been given. Let me try that again. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's our mission. Now, as individuals, we can develop our strength. We can develop our physical strength. We can work out. We can do things that make us stronger. We can build our internal strength. We can seek out counseling. We can focus on the truth. The best place to get the truth, by the way, is God's Word.
Amen.
We can develop courage. We can develop courage by choosing to face our fears.
Amen.
We can develop courage by combating those fears that are groundless with the truth, and by putting those which do have some ground in perspective. Our house could have been on fire, but it wasn't very likely. But choosing then to do what is necessary despite whatever fears we have. But finally, remembering that the Lord is our source.
Amen.
Because if we start to think that we can do it with ourselves, or do it within ourselves, all that is pride. And we know that pride goes before a fall.
Yes, it does.
So here at Bartimaeus, we've got a lot of things working against us. We know this. My goodness, how many people have we lost? We've lost more people than we got.
Amen.
Our health is failing. Now the able-bodied people that have always helped the disabled are becoming disabled. Our disabilities make things harder. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's the truth.
Amen.
And the people that we want to reach are harder to reach for the same reasons. But we still have our mission.
Amen.
And I believe that the Lord is saying this to us today. I believe this is a message that comes from Him. I believe that He's saying this to us. Be strong and courageous. Complete the mission that I have given to you. Be a light that the blind may see. Speak the word that the deaf may hear. Smooth the way that the lame may walk. I am with you always.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for confirming the mission that you have given to this church. You are not finished with us yet.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord, I pray that we would take your words to heart, that we would be strong and courageous, that we would step forward into the promises that you have given, that we will grow and become all that you mean for us to be, that people throughout this city will find this not only a place of safety, but a launch pad from which they can go out and do the things that you've called them to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.